Good morning. Welcome to the Australian Early Finance Briefing for Friday, the 17th of July, 2020. My name's Nick Hurley. Yesterday, we had two of the companies that are producing a vaccine for coronavirus, Moderna Pharma and AstraZeneca, both up over 10% and 4% respectively. Yesterday, we had our own pharma company on the ASX do really well. Recce Pharma was up more than 26%. That was after a US-based respiratory treatment company selected two of its drugs to help combat COVID-19 infections. The two drugs are the same compounds that the CSIRO is studying as part of its coronavirus fight. US-based Path Bioanalytics will study these compounds as part of its research into the coronavirus. The primary data is expected out in September. The first drug of the two is a broad-spectrum synthetic antibiotic used to treat blood infections and sepsis, which, as we know, that is, you know, sort of one of the ultimate causes of death from coronavirus. And then the other one is a synthetic polymer formulation that treats infections. So some exciting news there. Earlier this week, we had Janet Yellen, the former US Federal Reserve Chair, the chair who Donald Trump ousted to replace with Jerome Powell. She made a presentation at a Magellan Fund's investor update. She sees the recovery globally less of a V-shaped and more of a Nike swoosh-shaped recovery. She says, I expect high levels of bankruptcies and defaults. The underwriting standards on leveraged loans have deteriorated enormously. I think the losses on those loans, if they default, will be far higher than investors are accustomed to. Companies in the US started this crisis with a lot of debt and they're being forced to take on more. So it's going to be necessary for them to repair their balance sheets. There are likely to be significant corporate failures, and that points to weak investment in employment hiring heading into the recovery. She says, I worry about the permanent job losses and how these people are going to get re-employed. I think that's going to be a long, drawn-out process. I'm worried about many furloughed workers, their attachment to the labour market. I think there'll be people who don't come back and are permanently sidelined. Okay, one of the most profound underlying themes we've seen in the markets since the Federal Reserve embarked on its huge stimulus program is a rush towards all asset types that will provide some sort of protection from inflation, or at least, you know, some good returns, such as growth equities, gold. Gold's near a record high. And recently, we found that there's been more than $5 billion flowing to Treasury inflation-protected securities. So these are government bonds from the US that the returns are adjusted in line with the CPI, Consumer Price Index. So the yield on the 30-year TIPS, as they're called, is just above an all-time trough of minus 0.26%. The 5- and 10-year TIPS yields have also dropped, closing near levels last seen in 2013 and 2012, which was back when we had the last sort of massive round of bond buying from the Fed. We had yesterday the Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker echo comments made by another Fed governor advocating for the central bank to let inflation overshoot its target. So this is probably yet more indication that the Fed's just happy to keep pouring liquidity and money into the system to ensure that the stability with little concern for inflation. So this could be a sign of more to come in sort of a rush towards asset types that will benefit from an inflationary environment. So a couple of weeks ago, we had Qantas lay off or announced the laying off 6,000 of their 29,000 staff here in Australia. Yesterday, we had American Airlines do something similar. They're laying off an even bigger amount. They're laying off 30% of their US-based workforce, which is equates to 25,000 people. So a disappointment there for, I'm sure, the Trump administration, who did sort of provide a lot of support to the airlines there, much more than what, you know, was provided to Qantas and Virgin here in Australia. Yesterday, we had Senator Andrew Bragg, who's a Liberal Senator for New South Wales, push forward with some good points on making Australia a more competitive sort of financial centre within the region. He sort of used the example of Hong Kong and the demise, as he calls it, of Hong Kong as a great opportunity for Australia to sort of swoop in and gain the talent and the industry that will be sort of fleeing Hong Kong in the months and years to come. He gives a sort of a 4-point plan. This senator was also he led the Menzies Research Centre, which is a Liberal Party think tank. But I think some of the points he brings up are really valid. He says that to be competitive with other sort of financial centres in Asia, you know, we sort of really have to position ourselves as, you know, competing with Singapore, and Singapore's just going to take everything if we don't step up our game. He says we should move to lower company tax with a plan to hit 21% in 5 years. He says there should be reforms to the taxation of people who manage foreign assets in Australia. You know, you can't manage, portfolio managers can't actually, you know, manage directly money here for people offshore and not have to incur Australian taxes. So yeah, that's certainly something that would be a huge impact on the funds management industry, you know, being attracted here as opposed to Hong Kong or Singapore. He also, in his third of his 4 points, is that he sees that the ATO should sort of establish a special unit to assist with interpretive matters and sort of act as a facilitator to help the transition of people from Hong Kong to Australia. And then fourth, he mentions there should be the remaining parts of the Johnson Review to ensure investment vehicles, which are available in Singapore, are also available here. So some really valid points and a great opportunity for Australia to sort of step up and become the dominant financial centre of Asia. And moving to the markets now, we see the US is down a fair bit to start the day. NASDAQ down 1.25%. That's on the back of some negative performance of the markets in China. They were up 17% in the month to Monday, and since then they've given up about half those gains. There's also been some rather underwhelming jobless claims information in the US. Initial jobless claims in regular state programs totaled 1.3 million in the week ending July the 11th, which was down 10,000 from the prior period. This is the smallest decline in new initial claims since March. So, yeah, it's sounding like the sort of the pickup in the US economy is slowing down a bit, and it's to be expected with the sort of renewed lockdowns in the southern and western states. And that is your early finance briefing to start your Friday. Have a great day.
This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invested.